Imagine you're negotiating to buy a car. The dealer wants $25,000, you're willing to pay $22,000. Most people would meet in the middle at $23,500 and call it fair. But what if there's a more elegant solution? This is the heart of Barry Nalibuf's revolutionary split-the-pie approach, a framework so powerful it's influenced negotiations from Coca-Cola acquisitions to NBA labor disputes. The insight is deceptively simple. Identify what's truly at stake, the pie, then split it equally. This approach transforms negotiation from confrontation into collaboration, creating better outcomes for everyone involved. Most negotiators make a fundamental error. They focus on the total amount rather than what's actually being negotiated. The pie isn't the entire deal. It's the additional value created by reaching agreement that wouldn't exist otherwise. Consider this scenario. Alice and Bob must agree how to divide a 12-slice pizza. If they can't agree, Alice gets 4 slices and Bob gets 2. Most people would either split it evenly, 6 each, or proportionally, based on power, 8 for Alice, 4 for Bob. Both approaches miss the mark. What's actually being negotiated? The additional 6 slices that only exist if they agree. Since both parties are equally necessary to create these extra slices, they should split them equally, 3 each, and then add their fallbacks. This gives Alice 7 slices and Bob 5. This approach works even with difficult counterparts who don't care about fairness because it's based on logic rather than emotion. 2 persistent myths sabotage effective negotiations: that a better BATNA entitles you to a larger share of the pie, and that unequal contributions deserve unequal shares. Having a better fallback position means you'll end up with more overall, not because you deserve a larger piece of what's being negotiated, but because you started from a better position. Experiments with sellers having different BATNAs, $8,000 versus $7,000, still resulted in nearly identical splits of the $2,000 negotiation pie. When parties contribute differently, like two newspapers where one is twice the size of the other, both are equally necessary for creating value. Without either partner, no value would be created. Even when one side does more work, the pie approach accounts for opportunity costs. If Sisyphus could earn 60 drachmas elsewhere, but partners with Athena to earn 100 drachmas total, the actual pie is only 40 drachmas, which should be split evenly. Our intuitions about fairness often lead us astray. Focusing on the additional value created through cooperation achieves outcomes that are both logical and just. When Honest Tea negotiated with Coca-Cola, the pie framework created a win-win partnership through a two-stage deal. Coca-Cola purchased 40% initially, with options for the remainder later. The solution addressed concerns about overpayment by having Coke pay full value for projected sales based on historical trends, but only 50% of the multiple for sales exceeding that threshold, effectively splitting the additional value created. The framework applies to legal disputes, too. When a seller broke a contract to sell Alice a Prius for $9,000, which she valued at $11,500, by selling to another buyer for $13,000, the pie approach suggested returning Alice's deposit, adding $2,500 for her expected gain, plus sharing half of the additional $1,500 profit. This approach works for negative pies, shared costs, as well. When two colleagues share flights between cities, total airfare, $2,818, the correct approach identifies the $1,000 savings created by coordination and splits it equally. The pie framework provides solutions that everyone can recognize as fair, from roommate cost sharing to complex business negotiations. Poor negotiators see everything as zero sum, automatically rejecting requests because they believe if one side wins, the other loses. Good negotiators focus on making the pie larger before dividing it. The secret is giving others what they want out of self-interest. When others get what they want, they're motivated to help you succeed. This requires understanding their true desires rather than projecting your own. When buying a Chevy Bolt, Nalibuf received $1,700 in price concessions that exceeded what his preferred specifications were worth to him. Similarly, Andy and Ben bridged a $10,000 gap on a house purchase by including furniture, worth more to them than to sellers, and negotiating an earlier closing date, worth more to buyers than it cost sellers. We often miss value creation opportunities by focusing on positions rather than underlying interests. By exploring what truly matters to each party, we can find solutions where everyone gets more of what they value. Different beliefs about outcomes create additional opportunities. When Dr. Ali Hassan developed a zinc compound for acid reflux, he believed it had a 60% chance of FDA approval, while potential buyers Zinkit assessed only 10%. This led to an optimal solution with no upfront payment but a $71.4 million bonus payment upon approval, creating nearly $46 million of expected value split equally between the parties. One of the most powerful negotiation techniques is articulating the other side's position better than they can themselves. By steel-manning their argument first, you demonstrate understanding and respect, making them more receptive to your perspective. When presenting options, begin with what the other side will like rather than what benefits you. This creates openness to considering compromises. Preparation is essential. Create flexible plans, have numbers ready, research both sides' badness, and anticipate objections. Strategic transparency often leads to better outcomes than hiding information. Experiments show that revealing deadlines actually secured better deals, 50% of the pie versus 43%. When faced with difficult tactics like anchoring or ultimatums, respond with humor, hypothetical symmetry, and superior proposals to demonstrate flexibility, not by becoming a difficult negotiator yourself. When negotiating with difficult counterparts who don't care about fairness, the PI framework still works because it's based on logic rather than emotion. The framework gives you clarity to know what's fair and confidence to stand your ground when someone tries to take advantage of you. When navigating different perspectives and uncertainty, differences in beliefs about future outcomes can create opportunities. The optimal solution often involves structuring deals to leverage these differences rather than reconciling them. This principle applies across scenarios from merger earnouts to venture capital investments. Differences that initially seem like obstacles can become sources of value when approached creatively. The PI approach works across an astonishing range of scenarios, from simple pizza sharing to multi-billion dollar acquisitions, from everyday cost splitting to international climate negotiations. Its power lies in its principled foundation and logical consistency. By focusing on growing the pie while ensuring you get your fair share, you achieve better outcomes while maintaining relationships and ethical standards. In a world where negotiation is often seen as a necessary evil, this approach offers a path to making it a positive-sum game where everyone truly can win. Imagine how our personal relationships, business dealings, and global challenges might transform if we approached all interactions with this mindset, seeking to create value together and share it fairly.